On the second level, we will enter the Marquand Gallery. Within the gallery are artifacts and exhibits highlighting the glory days of Newburyport, the years prior to the American Revolutionary War. The Marquands arrived in the port of Newbury in the early 1700s along with a wave of entrepreneurs. They saw the potential of tapping into local virgin forests and the abundant supply of fish to be exported to ports beyond. The access to the Atlantic Ocean provided an easy way for international trade, so wharfs, commercial buildings, and shipyards developed rapidly. Families like the Marquands became incredibly wealthy. Nathaniel Tracy, for example, became the wealthiest man in the United States by the time of the Revolutionary War. He and others had large fleets of ships engaged in international trade. These wealthy merchants also built grand homes. In this gallery, enjoy seeing original documents of the colonial time period, a tea brick similar to those burned at the Newburyport Tea Party and thrown overboard at the Boston Tea Party. You will also meet our most eccentric citizen, Lord Timothy Dexter, who had two books written about him by Pulitzer Prize author J.P. Marquand.